Yeah. Two Big Hearts is the name of that. That's like my favorite thing. That's my favorite thing to play, and it's super special to get to make this music with these folks. Let me introduce you to these goobers up here that are helping me out to sound so damn good, you know, and they're not only are they some of the best musicians that you're gonna find around, but they're also dear friends of mine, and I'm a very lucky dude for being able to say that, and that's not lost on me. I just wanna make that clear. Ladies and gentlemen, all the way from Asheville, North Carolina, and an original member of the first ever touring Kyle Tuttle band. I've been knowing this guy. We've watched the sun come up picking tunes in Florida and in Georgia and in North Carolina. Ladies and gentlemen, Drew Madelich on the mandolin. And to his left, this guy up here wearing a mighty fine shirt. It's got to be hot as hell wearing that thing, but he's making it look great, folks. This it's quilted. Is it quilted or something? It looks like it's quilted.
It breathes pretty good, I'll say that.
Cool. Gotcha. Well, folks, he's even cooler than he looks, both literally and figuratively, I guess, now. Not to say that he doesn't look cool, though. I've been knowing this guy a long time. Also, original touring member of the Kyle Tuttle band. I kind of got the band back together for the weekend here. You know, folks, give it up for Frank Rishi on the guitar.
Thank you guys very much. Glad to be here.
You probably saw him here like 2 weeks ago with Bronwyn Keith Hines' band or something like that. And behind me on the big old bass fiddle, he is one of the most accomplished dudes that you're ever gonna see play this instrument, and that is not BS. That is the real honest to God truth. He's slumming it down here for the weekend with the Kyle Tuttle band. Folks, make welcome Mr. Ethan Yojevitz on the bass. Now we're going to do you one that I wrote about, Bob Ross. Are we all familiar with Bob Ross? Yeah, yeah, exactly. Well, I was watching it one time real late night. I probably had a few too many, you know, and I got this idea of, like, what if you got painted into the painting and you're, like, stuck in there, you know. So this is what it's about.